Blog Talk Radio.
This is for that little child with no father, for that man that doesn't have a place to stay, for that little boy living with AIDS.
Can I tell you a story, tell you a story?
You can lean on me.
A man,
oh, yeah,
standing on the corner. He had no home, he has no food, and his blue skies are gone.
Yes, it is.
Can you hear him crying now?
My friend, but you're also my brother.
Yes.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank God on tonight for everybody that's called in, everybody that has tuned in. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries, and this is Monday night, which means it's Comedic Jewish Fellowship Night. Amen, and we thank God tonight, amen. Praise God that Apostle Curry will be coming forth later on in our broadcast, bringing forth a word from the Lord. Right now, let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you on today, Lord. We want to thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength. Lord, we want to thank you, Lord, just for you being you, and that's God all by yourself. We want to ask, Lord, that your Holy Spirit be present, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, and that you move in a mighty way. We thank you in advance for all the revelation, all the wisdom, all the knowledge that you are about to drop into our hearts, our minds, and our souls. And, Lord, we just want to praise you. We just want to magnify you. We just want to glorify your name because you are truly worthy to be praised. And, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we magnify you. Lord, we love you on tonight. There is no God like you, none beside you, none above you, and there never will be. Lord, and we just love you, and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen, hallelujah. We thank God tonight, hallelujah, for everybody that has called in, everybody that has tuned in on tonight. This is, hallelujah, the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. Glory to God, hallelujah. We thank God for each and every last one of you on tonight, hallelujah. Tonight is Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship Night. They will be coming forth in just a few minutes with a word from the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Right now, we're going to go to our opening scripture. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Which is going to come from Mark chapter 12. I'm sorry, Mark chapter 11, praise God, verses 22 through 26. Praise God. Mark chapter 11, verses 22 through 26 for our opening scripture, and it reads, "And Jesus answering said unto them, Have faith in God, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he hath said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye have received it, and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, forgive, if ye have aught against any, that your Father which is in heaven may forgive your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses." May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want you to look real quick. Hallelujah. Verses 25 and 26. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It reads, And when ye stand praying, forgive if ye have aught against any, that your Father which is in heaven may also forgive your trespasses. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we know in the above scriptures from 22 and 23, hallelujah, the Lord is telling us, amen, that whatever we desire when we pray and we believe that we have received those things, that we shall have those things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But he said, amen, while you're trying to get stuff, hallelujah, amen. Why are you trying to flouse and ball and you trying to get the house and the car and you trying to get the clothes? Hallelujah. Don't forget about your salvation. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't forget, amen, to forgive those, praise God, that have trespassed against you. Hallelujah. And he said you got to forgive so that you will be forgiven. Praise God. Yeah, we preach all the time of how you've been forgiven. You've been washed in the blood of the Lamb for your sins. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But the Lord himself, it's in red. Glory to God. So if you don't believe what I'm saying, go back and read it for yourself. It's in red. He said, if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. So if you don't forgive, you will not be forgiven. Let me rephrase. If you do not, if you have not given forgiveness, hallelujah, you have not been given forgiveness. Glory to God, hallelujah. He says in order to be forgiven by him, glory to God, you got to forgive others who have trespassed against you. It's right there in red. You can go read it. Hallelujah, praise God. So don't just come to God asking them for the stuff. Don't just come to God, hallelujah, amen, wanting the house, the car, the clothes, the husband, the wife, and all these other material things, glory to God, hallelujah. God say, amen, when you're praying, don't forget to ask for forgiveness for those that have sinned against you. It's in the Our Father's prayer, hallelujah. He says, forgive our debtors, hallelujah, praise God, as we forgive. Hallelujah, forgive us, hallelujah, as we forgive. Praise God, hallelujah. So if you don't forgive, hallelujah, you won't be forgiven. Glory to God, hallelujah. So you can walk around here and bow and command and materialize stuff, manifest stuff in your life all you want to, glory to God, hallelujah. But you got to manifest stuff and forgiveness to go along with that. Hallelujah, you got to forgive those that have sinned against you. Glory to God, hallelujah. Once again, amen, that was Mark chapter 11, verses 22, hallelujah, through 26. And once again, we always encourage you, go back, read it for yourself. The Bible tells us the study to show thyself approved, hallelujah, unto the Lord, that a workman need not be ashamed. Hallelujah, rightfully dividing the word of truth. Don't take my word for it. I welcome you to question me. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. That's the only way you go get an understanding is if you ask a question. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I will not be offended. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God tonight. Amen. Once again, Mark chapter 11, verses 22. Hallelujah. Through 26 are our opening scriptures. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We encourage you to go back and read on your own time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you're just not tuning in, you late. Glory to God, hallelujah. But we'll let you go and come in, glory to God, hallelujah. And this Monday night, hallelujah, and it is Comedic Jewish, hallelujah, fellowship night. And yes, we got the Comedic National Worldwide Fellowship on the line on tonight. Glory to God, and coming forth, bringing forth a dynamic, hallelujah, as he always does. Glory to God is none other, hallelujah, amen, than our very own, the leader, the pastor of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Glory to God, hallelujah. Apostle Eldon A. Curry, Apostle Curry, hallelujah. The mic is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you on tonight. Glory to God.
Amen. Come on and put those hands together and give God praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Wherever you at tonight, come on and lift your voice. And give God praise on tonight, for the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. Come on here, somebody, and give the Lord of lords and the King of kings the highest praise tonight. Come on, somebody. Amen. If he's been good to you, come on and bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Somebody lift up the praises and give God the glory on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Somebody bless his holy name on tonight. If he's been good to you, glory to God, come on and give him the praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to the Most High God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank our God on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Somebody tell the Lord, thank you.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Glory to God. The Lord is good on tonight. We thank him. Amen. Because there is none like him. I mean, how many of you agree that there is none like him? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
The sun is here first all over. Couldn't find nobody. I searched high and low. I still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I mean, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. He deserves our praise. Amen. Hallelujah. And we thank God on tonight. Amen. Giving honor to my dear wife on tonight. Amen. To my queen and first lady. Amen. To our children on tonight. Amen. To all of them. Amen. To my dear brother on tonight. Amen. We give God praise. Amen. For you, my
bless
brother.
You.
Amen. Hallelujah. To your wife and first lady. Amen. I give praises to you too as well on tonight. Amen. And to all of the fellowship that may be online tonight. Amen. I honor you tonight as well. Amen. Come on and give God another round of praise. Come on and give God another round of glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to your high name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Promise you I won't be alone tonight. Amen. Y'all be praying for me, praying for my strength on tonight. Amen. The Lord is good and his mercy and do it forever. Amen. Come with me right quickly to Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, beginning. I want to look at verses 1 and 2 and verse 11 on tonight. Amen. When you get there, shout amen. Amen. Ecclesiastes 3, beginning with verse 1. Man, when everybody get there, shout amen.
Amen.
Amen. Father, we thank you for your word because the entrance of your word gives light. Father, we thank you on tonight. Lord, I ask you, Father, to strengthen me tonight, Lord, as only you can. Lord, I ask you, Father, to think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords on tonight, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We give you praise and glory, Lord. We bind the hand of the enemy. We rebuke every devil and demon. And we thank you on tonight, God, for power over the enemy on tonight. We thank you for your word, God, for you said your word will not return to you void, but accomplish that which you set it out to do. And so we thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. But everything that we touch and do, it shall prosper. Because we're in your hands, God. And you have commanded us to prosper. So we give you the praise and the glory. We thank you on tonight. And Father, we give you all the praise. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen. And amen. Somebody bless the Lord on tonight. Somebody bless the Lord on tonight. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Give him the praise on tonight. Amen. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, beginning with verse 1. And the word of the living God reads. It says, to everything. I want you to circle that word. Everything. To everything. Everything means nothing is exempt from this right here, glory to God. To everything, there is a season. So for that word season. And a time. So for that word time. To every purpose. So for that word purpose. Under the heaven. I want to talk about a little bit tonight in your hearing, season, time, and purpose. Season, time, and purpose. So here, Solomon goes in to detail about three things. He says, to everything there is a season. Now you notice, I don't know if you are aware for me, but I want to let you know about season. Season, every season is temporary. Mm-hmm. It's rare when a season is permanent. There's only a few seasons that's permanent. But for the most part, every season is temporary. So when someone or something comes into our life, God allows things to come depending on what season it is in our life. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
How many know that you can only eat certain fruits when they're in season? Come on here, somebody. Now, when you try to eat a fruit and it's not in its season, it's not going to taste right. It's not going to be right. Why? Because it's out of season. So you have to get it while it's in season. Oh, the Holy Spirit is going somewhere tonight with this. Listen, see, the reason why we can't take nothing for granted is because God is saying everything is coming to you because it's your season. To reap something, it's your season to be blessed. Come on, everybody. It's your season to reap your harvest. Come on, everybody. It's your season to go to another level. Somebody need to give God a praise right here.
Hallelujah.
Because you got to recognize what season you're in. And see, the bad thing is to hook up with somebody that's in a different season than you. Come on here, somebody. Amen. You in the spring. Amen. You in the summer season. And then you got somebody that's in the winter season. Are they in the fall season? And the two don't go together. That's why each one has its time to shine. We got to pay attention to what season we're in. And I'm talking about spiritually. We might be wondering why so-and-so is acting funny. No, they in a different season than you. Hallelujah. So they can't relate to the joy that you have because they're not in that season.
Wow.
So God is saying we need to pay attention because everything has a season. And sometimes we're trying to hold on to something and God is saying, no, it's not a season now. It was in season when I gave it to you, but now it's not in season anymore. Come on here, somebody. Somebody need to give God a praise right there.
Amen.
So I need to be looking at, Lord, is it now the time to either embrace it or let it go according to the season? Hallelujah. Is this in season for me? Yes, it's my season, but I only want things that are in season. What? For me. Somebody need to give God a praise right there. Come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Because once you understand that something is in season for you, amen, glory, like you ain't got to worry about nobody else. Why? Because God says, I gave it to you to enjoy. Come on here, somebody. And then it says, in a time to every purpose under the heaven. In a time. How many know that there are different time frames? But this particular time here is talking about the moment time. In a time, a set time.
Okay.
Now, catch what the Lord spoke to me about time. He says, when you understand how I move, because see, we operate in time down here. That's why we have a start and an end. Hallelujah. Then we have a beginning, and then we have an end to that thing. See, all this operate what? In time. Time is temporary. Time is not permanent. Come on here, somebody. Time can only be permanent if God make it permanent. Come on here, somebody. And you can do a good thing, but you can do a good thing at the wrong time. Come on here, somebody. It's not that it was bad, but it's just we didn't do it at the right time. Come on here, somebody. I mean, you know, there's a time to praise God. Come on here, somebody. And a lot of us miss our opportunity because we don't praise him what at the right time. Come on here, somebody. Because a lot of us been programmed by the church. Amen. So we've learned how to set our praise at a certain time, then shed it off at a certain time. But we need to get back in a place where we just get praises all the time. Amen. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. Why? David said, I will bless the Lord what? At all times. Come on here, somebody. In other words, there's not a time that I'm not going to bless him. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then he says, and a time to every purpose. Let's look at that word purpose. I'm going to share with you what the Lord shared with me that helped me understand purpose, and it blessed my life. Hallelujah. Because I didn't know what purpose was until he broke it down to me. He said, purpose is the original intent of a thing. It's what it was made to do. And the only way to really understand purpose is that we have to understand the design of purpose. See, everything is designed according to its purpose. You know what abuse is? Abuse is the misuse of purpose. Abuse is trying to get something to do what it was not designed to do.
Amen.
But a lot of us, we don't look at the design. We just try to make it do whatever we wanted to do. I'm going to make it do what I wanted to do. Now, you can't do that because if you do that, you're going against the design of the thing. Come on here, somebody.
And a lot of us are not paying attention to how God has designed us. A prime example, beloved, men want to have babies. God didn't design us to do that. But the Lord beautified the woman and designed her to carry a seed for 9 months. And the seed grow inside of her, and she's able to what? Deliver that beautiful seed that now has become a living soul. God then designed us to do that. But he did design us to produce life. Come on here, somebody. He designed us to put our seed inside of the woman. That's by design. And if you try to do anything other than that, that's called abuse. But a lot of us don't look at our design as a blessing. So we try to go in and recreate the design. Come on here, somebody. How many know that when you touch perfection, that causes God to look at you as committing sin? Because when God created us, David and I was fearfully and wonderfully made. Come on here, somebody. We want to go up and have all this plastic surgery and let the doctors tamper with what God has already perfected. Come on here, somebody. How many know that the body was not designed to be cut on? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
How many know that when you go in there to the doctor and he cut on your body, that he messing up the perfection of what God created? Come on here, somebody. And God hold us accountable for touching his perfection. Come on here, somebody. So to every purpose under the heaven, there's a season and a time. What time is it right now, Apostle? It's time for us to get serious about our Father's business. I mean, it's time to eliminate anything that is not bringing glory to God. It's time, amen, to stay in our prayer closet like never before. It's time to commit ourselves to the work of the Lord and to live in a holy life. Come on, everybody. What time is it? It's time to shake off all mess. And it's time to shake off all malice. It's time to shake off all jealousy. What time is it? It's time to get right before God. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Beloved, you shouldn't. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, I say that. Do you know that whatever you're giving your time to right now, you're giving your energy to? Your energy is a reflection or whatever you give it time to. And that's what you're going to be strong at. Where wherever you're giving your time to is wherever you're going to be strong at. And the reason why a lot of us is so weak right now is because we're giving our energy to the wrong thing. We're giving our time to the wrong thing. And therefore, our energy is weak, because it's not being strengthened. Why do you think the saints of old would say, only what we do for Christ is going to last? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So you got to understand, whatever you're doing, whatever you're giving your energy to right now, we need to make sure it's for the glory of God. Somebody need to give God a praise right in there. Hallelujah.
Mm.
You wonder why, amen, you feeling sluggish. You wonder why you ain't feeling like you need to be. Then we got to Look at ourselves and see how much time am I giving to prayer? How much time am I giving to worship? How much time am I giving God to praise? How much time am I reading my word? How much time am I praying in the Holy Ghost? All of this is equivalent to us right now. And God is saying, this is what's going to help you to last. Come on here, somebody. Because when everything fades away, amen, the only thing that's going to stand is the word. Oh, I wish somebody would give God praise right there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The word, glory. I got to be able to stand on the word because the word is my assurance that everything is going to be all right. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You can't let nothing stand between you and the word. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many know that everything now is a distraction? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. The enemy got so many distractions. Amen. You know, amen. He tells us to get on this and get on that. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We get on it. Glory to God. But what glory is it giving God? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Even the Bible says in Psalms 1, blessed are they that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly. Come on here, somebody. So how is somebody who ain't filled with the Holy Ghost going to be able to counsel us in this hour? I wish somebody would give God a praise right there.
Amen.
Because everything that we need is in him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Come on
Hallelujah.
And give God the praise. The Bible says in verse 2, it says, there's a time to be born.
Mm-hmm.
So purpose begins when? The time that I'm born. God is equipping me for purpose. And then it says, in a time to die. So that the time for me to be born, God has already put that in his calendar. Oh, y'all ain't hear me. Time is on a schedule. So when God began the thing, he says, so there'll be a time for you to be born, time for you to come forth. So I'm going to call you out of eternity in the time. Come on here, somebody. And then there's going to be a time for you to die. So there'll be a cutoff, period. That's why I tell people life is a gift. Life is a gift. Then we find ourselves crying over the casket, amen, boo-hooing and snotting, because we wasted time that we should have spent with the one we love. Come on, that's why I want to encourage, amen, all of the couples tonight, if you're married, make time for your spouse. Because the time that you make for your spouse, it's going to be special. Because when you look back, you don't want to have no regrets. Come on here, somebody. Because when our eyes close, amen, we can't say nothing. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
So you show love while you can. Come on here, somebody. Because once you wait till the casket closed, it's too late. Have you ever noticed on a tombstone, they have the day that the person is born and the day that they die.
Amen.
Now in between there is a dash. And what the dash represents is whatever we was able to do during the time that God gave us. Now, that time is not up to God. That's up to us. Come on here, somebody. And so that's what God is going to reward us for, the time that dash is in there. Because that dash has to do with everything we gave time to.
I don't know if you're hearing me tonight, beloved.
Amen.
But God is saying, give time to the right thing. Because it's going to pay off. Come on here, somebody. The worst time is wasted time. And wasted time is anything that don't glorify God. And we got to make sure, is God getting the glory out of this? Because I don't want to stand before him and he say, you did this, this, that, and this, but none of that gave me glory. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Beloved, let me tell you something. The Bible says, Yahshua says, why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? Come on here, somebody. We talk about Lord this and Lord that, but the Lord says, if I'm your Lord, then why ain't you obeying what I'm telling you to do? Hallelujah. How many know that when we call God the Lord, that means that we're ready to be obedient to him? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Now see, right there was a good time to give God some praise. Right there
Amen.
Was the right time. See, if we just let go and let God, come on here, somebody. See, we need to get untrained in our praise and worship. See, this is the time, beloved, that we need to get reckless in our praise and worship. Come on here, somebody. We need to stop worrying about what people think. Come on here, somebody. Because how many of you know at the end of the day, people can't help you? Come on here, somebody. They looking for help they self. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. God. How many of you can go back to when you first got saved? I can. And you didn't care where you was at. You would give God praise at the drop of a dime. You were just so glad to be saved. Come on here, somebody. Didn't nobody have to tell you to praise him? You just had a praise alert in your spirit. And every time somebody says something about the Lord, it would go off. Come on here, somebody. And for a lot of us, we need to go back to that place in God to where, amen, we will praise God as a drop of a dime. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name, Lord. Thank
you,
Lord. Glory to God. But see, now we done got programmed. Amen. We need to get deprogrammed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, you are so good that I just want to give you praise all the time. The songwriter said, when I think of the goodness of Yahshua and all that he's done for me, I could dance, 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 dance all night. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many of you used to go to a revival, glory to God, and you would let your hair down and you would dance all night? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You didn't care who was there. You didn't care who was looking. You were like, Lord, this praise is for you. Somebody need to give God a praise right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So in between the time that I'm born and the time that God has assigned for me to be with him, I got to make my dash count. Tell somebody tonight, say, neighbor, make your dash count.
Neighbor, make your dash count.
God is looking at our dads tonight, and he said, I want you to make it count, glory to God. Hallelujah. And then the Bible says there's a time to plant. Come on here, somebody. There's a time to plant. There's a time to sow. Huh. If you hear an anointed word of God, you should be sowing into that word. Come on here, somebody. Let me ask you a question, beloved. Think about this tonight. Why is it that when everything else asks for money, we don't have a problem with giving? And we know half of the time we don't have it, but we are giving because we feel an obligation to give it. You got to pay for this. So we go in the pocket and we pay for it. Now, the minute it comes to the kingdom of God, then all of a sudden our pocketbooks get tight. Because we allow that raggedy devil to come in and put his 2 cents. To cause us not to give into the word we heard, because God says, when you sow bountifully, I'm going to bless you bountifully. Glory to God. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure. Press down. Shake it together and run it over. But when it comes to that, it seems like we get a deaf ear because the enemy says, no, don't give him your money. I don't sow that seed into there. So you know it must be something if he's trying to talk against it. Come on here, somebody. Because the devil ain't going to talk against nothing unless it's going to bring a profit to you. Oh, let me say that again. Woo, guess what? I say that. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The reason why the enemy don't want us to sow too is because he believed the word. He know if you sow, you're going to get a reward and God is going to bless you with increase. But somebody might say, well, God don't be watching the offering. Yes, he do. The Bible says that Yahshua was watching the people that they were giving. And he watched the widow woman put in 2 mites. And he told the disciples that she put in more than everybody else. Because at that time, that was all she had. Come on here, somebody. But how many of you know when you give your best, God go give his best? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
But you got to give it at the what? Right time. Come on here, somebody. How many know that timing is everything? Come on here, somebody. When you do something at the right moment, it changes your life. Come on here, somebody. So there's a time to plant. And then God says, and there's a time to pluck up that which is planted. Come on here, somebody. So there's a time to reap the benefits of what you are planting. Come on here, somebody. Because that means your seed have come up. And this go back to purpose. Come on here, somebody. I'm getting ready to close it a little bit, so please, I hope you catch this on tonight. How many of you know that you can't get an apple tree till you plant the seed of an apple tree in the ground? Come on here, somebody. Because the tree is inside the seed. Come on here, somebody. But the seed need to be put in the dirt, amen, so that it can be able to bring up what's inside of it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And God is saying, that's how we are. We don't know why God has planted us in certain situations, but he planted us in certain situations because he said, you don't know what's inside of you until I plant you in a situation and I allow what's in you to come up out of you, because you got greatness in you, but you don't know it until I allow you to be buried. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
And so God is saying tonight, understand purpose. Everything has what? An original intent. That's why we all the brothers to stop saying, I don't need a woman. No, brother, you need a woman. You need a womb. Because the woman is going to help us to be a better man. Come on here, somebody. I'm talking about the right woman. She gonna help you. Because she gonna want to nourish you. Because it's in her. Come on here, somebody. That's a part of her design. Come on here, somebody. She gonna love you and encourage you. Why? Because that's a part of her design. She designed like that. But you can't abuse or misuse what God has designed. Come on here, somebody. Women, I want you to stop saying that you don't need a man, because, yeah, you need a man. And the ones that saying they don't need one is the one that need one the most. Come on here, somebody. Because you a loaded candidate. I can do it by myself. God didn't design you. That's why we got so much craziness now. Women trying to do it by themselves. But it ain't just a woman. Because we as men are not taking our place out of the book. Quote, shout out my son. Hallelujah. We try to give our time to everything. But what we really need to be giving our time to. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Then when we find out that what we're giving our time to can't help us, what do we go back to? I need to call my wife. I need to call my sweetheart. This ain't working. We'll spend all our time with the fellas, and the fellas not getting ready to leave. Cause they, everything is seasonal. Come on here, somebody. We need each other. Come on here, somebody. That's why God designed what? Male and female. Come on here, somebody. Because God knew what he was doing. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
When we gonna realize enough that we need to pay attention to what season and what time we're in? We're in some dangerous times, y'all. The world is gonna look like sheep, but you ain't gonna know it if you're not in the spirit, and if God don't give you discernment to be able to tell who's who. Come on here, somebody. The sheep may not look like no sheep, but he's a sheep. Come on here, somebody. That's why we can't judge a book by the cover. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Father, we thank you on tonight. We give you praise on tonight. Father, we thank you for your word on tonight. God, we give you the glory.
and you to pray. Somebody come on and give God glory on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Also, amen, I want to leave space for anyone out there tonight. Amen. I want to throw out the lifeguard of salvation to anyone tonight. Amen. That want to give their life to the Lord on tonight. It's time. It's time to give God your heart. It's time to say yes to the Lord. I want to pray the prayer with you on tonight, if there may be you on tonight. Now, let me tell you, all you got to do is believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, that Yahshua is Lord. If you will confess that out of your heart, the God of heaven and earth will save your soul on tonight. Pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord, I thank you for your salvation. Tonight, Lord, I give my all to you. I turn my back on the devil and the gates of hell. And I choose you on tonight, God, to be my Savior and to be my Lord. I believe that you took my sin to the cross. I believe that you were buried. I believe that you got up on the third day just for me. And I thank you, Lord, for what you've done for me. And for that, Lord, I want to give you my life. And I thank you, Lord, for saving me. Hallelujah. Somebody give God praise. Hallelujah. Somebody give God glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
If you pray that prayer, amen, you are now a born again believer, and I want to personally welcome you into the kingdom of our dear God. Amen. Please write us and let us know if you dedicated your life to the Lord, or if you rededicated your life back to the Lord. Because remember, the Bible says, God says, I'm married to the backslider. Come on here, somebody. So you ain't moonwalk further from God that you can't come back to him. Amen. We thank God on tonight. Amen. While the Spirit of God is still moving, I'm going to turn to the hands of my dear brother, my dear elder. Amen. Bless you, God. Come on and get some of this.
Amen. Amen. Bless you, my brother. Hallelujah. Somebody give
yes,
God
Lord.
The glory. Hallelujah. That it's your season.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
it's
Lord.
Your time.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
the time is now. Hallelujah.
Mm.
The time is now.
Yes,
it is at hand. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Whatever your time is, hallelujah, it's time now. Glory to God, if it's
yes,
time
Lord.
To get your life right, it's time to do it now. Glory to God, hallelujah.
Mm.
If you've been waiting on God to bless you, it's your time. Hallelujah. If you've been waiting for your fruit, hallelujah, to come to fruition, it's your season. Glory to God, hallelujah.
Hey, God.
It's a magnifying, folks. Hallelujah. See, it's time to praise him now. Hallelujah. See, you trying to wait for the fruit to come to praise him. Nah, you praise him. Hallelujah. Praise God before you see the fruit. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise right now. Glorify him right
yes,
now. Hallelujah. Praise
hallelujah.
Him. When hallelujah. Praise him when you're down. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. That way when you're up, you ain't got to learn how to praise him. When you up, you ain't got to learn how to say thank you. When you up, you ain't got to figure it out. Glory to God, because it's already in your heart. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. We thank God for the word on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's an in-season word. Hallelujah. Our on-time
yes,
word.
Mm.
Glory to God.
Thank
hallelujah.
You,
praise God. Not to play on words, but that's the in-season on-time word. Hallelujah. And
hey!
It's this.
Stop.
It's you know that it's time. Hallelujah. Time don't last forever. Hallelujah.
Wow.
You keep saying, I'm going to get it together. Hallelujah. I'm going to get it together one day. I'm going to get out them streets one day. I'm going to stop doing it one day. I'm going to get it right one day. Hallelujah. Amen.
Mm.
God said, Jesus told, hallelujah, amen, Lazarus, sister, today is the day. I'm here right now. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you wait on the day.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. The day is right now. Hallelujah. Take advantage
of the time right now.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
We thank God on tonight for the word. Glory to God. Let's pray for the man of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the man of God on tonight. We thank you for the word that you gave him to pour out on us on tonight, Lord. And we ask, Lord, that you replenish him. Hallelujah, the virtue he's poured out. Replenish him the knowledge, the wisdom. Hallelujah, and the revelation, Lord. Continue, Lord, hallelujah, to elevate him in both mind, body, and soul. And, Lord, we thank you in advance for everything you're doing in this life. We thank you for the generational blessing that you have on him, Lord. Hallelujah, and we thank you and praise you and magnify you on today because you are worthy to be praised.
Peace.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
And amen. Hallelujah on tonight. Somebody ought to thank God that it's your season. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't you know this is the season the oranges bloom? Praise God. Hallelujah. That's why they don't taste that good in the summer. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because that's not a summer fruit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes,
don't
Lord.
You say amen when you get your blessing in your season? You get to enjoy it, that it's sweeter. Hallelujah, because you got it in your season.
Come on, Elder.
Glory
on,
to God.
Elder. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
somewhere
Lord.
In the Bible, it talk about a due season. Somebody out there is due. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. You are for your season. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes the weather messes with the crops of the season. Glory to God. Maybe you had some bad weather last season. Hallelujah. Amen. But God say you are due this season. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's your due season. I don't know who this is for, but it is your season. It is your time.
Woo.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you got to believe
Lord.
It. You got to receive it. Hallelujah. Don't let it pass you by. What Eminem say, opportunity comes once in a lifetime. Opportunity is here. You need to praise him right now. You need to magnify him. You need to tell him, thank you, Lord, for the blessing. Thank you, Lord, for the breakthrough. Thank you, Lord, for opening that door. Thank you, Lord, for making my crooked path straight. Thank you, Lord, for establishing
me.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, but I know the fruit is on the way because I know what kind of tree that is, and I know it's due season. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
We thank God on tonight. Hallelujah. It's time.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Some of you feel it in your bodies. It's time. Hallelujah. It's been too long. Hallelujah. It's time. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. Hallelujah. It's your season for your kids to get right. Hallelujah. It's your season for your career to get right. It's your season for your ministry to get right. It's your season for your marriage to get right. It's your season. Glory to God.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God on tonight. Hallelujah for the word. We thank God. Hallelujah that it's time. Hallelujah.
What time is it?
It don't matter. It's your time. That's what time it is. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
We thank God on tonight for the word. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God, amen, for the man of God bringing forth the word on tonight. Hallelujah. If you want to get in touch, amen, with the man of God, hallelujah, we invite you to do so. Praise God. You can call him or shoot him, hallelujah, a text or however you are. Well, call or shoot him a text. I'm going to give you the number 562, hallelujah, 542-7794. 562-542-7794. Amen. Once again, that's Apostle Curry. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's his direct line. Feel free if you want to find out more about the ministry, if you want to sow a seed into the ministry. Glory to God. We encourage you. Amen. Give him a call. Hallelujah. He would love to hear from you, and he would love to share more with you on the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Praise God. Hallelujah. And once again, we just want to thank God for the word on tonight. Hallelujah. Somebody out there didn't know it's your season. Hallelujah. You sitting there
thank
waiting
you,
and you going to let your season pass you by. Glory to God. It don't do no good. The Lord just said it don't do no good for it to be your season if you're not ready to go out there and do the harvest. Oh, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. In other words, it's going to be time to do some work. Hallelujah. You got to go harvest some crops. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he said the harvest is plentiful. Hallelujah. But the workers. Hallelujah. Where the labor is at? Where the workers at? Don't nobody want to come get it. Hallelujah. Now, you don't understand when you do the harvest, you get to keep what you harvest. Oh, Lord, have mercy. They didn't understand. That's why they don't want to come. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But guess what? More for me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Because I'm bringing buckets. Hallelujah. I'm bringing wheelbarrows. I'm bringing pickup trucks. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To get the harvest that the Lord has. Glory to God on today. We thank God. Hallelujah.
Thank
for the word. We thank God. We've had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. We thank God for each and every last one of you. We will be back online on tomorrow night. We encourage you to call in. Amen. And be blessed with another word from the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to turn it back over into the hands of the man of God at this time so he can give his final announcements and the benediction on tonight. It's back in your hands, man of God. Glory to God.
Amen. Thank you, Elder. Amen. Bless you, man of God. Bless you. Amen. We thank God for the word that he has sent for us tonight. Amen. It is your season and it is your time to fulfill your purpose. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Because God has an original intent in you. I didn't say your calling. I said your purpose. And we all have a purpose. And that purpose is to glorify him. Come on here, somebody. Whatever he has called you to do, glorify him in it. Come on here, somebody. Because remember, that dash, some of us have a short dash, some of us have a long dash. But however your dash is, make sure that he get all the glory out of your dash. Come on here, somebody. Amen. We do bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. Are all minds and hearts clear?
Amen.
Father, we thank you for what our ears have heard. We thank you for what our eyes have seen. We thank you for what our hearts now understand. We thank you, Lord,
that to everything, God, there is a season and a time. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up to let us know, God, to pay attention to things that are seasonal, to things that have a time frame on it. Lord, help us to walk in our season and help us, God, to fulfill the time that you've given us. We thank you for all things. And most of all, God, we thank you for purpose. Because purpose is what eliminates accident. Anything we do with purpose, we're doing it with the full intent. So we thank you on tonight, and we'll give you the praise and the glory and the honor. Lord God, we ask you tonight, God, to be glorified in whatever we do. And we're about to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Somebody give God a shout. Somebody give him a praise on tonight. Somebody give God a shout about that.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. We're going to turn it back over to the hands of my dear brother. Hallelujah. Amen. Back in your hands, though. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Once again, thank you, my brother. Bless you. Bless you. Once again, we thank God for the word tonight. Don't forget, because a lot of times we get off the line, we leave the church, hallelujah, or whatever the case may be, the mosque, the synagogue. You go home and you forget what the word was. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't forget it's your time, hallelujah, to serve your purpose, and it is your season. Glory to God. Thank God for y'all that listen to the recording. Amen. Watch the video back. Or watch it live, however you watch it, take in this word, hallelujah, amen, and run with it on tonight, amen. On behalf of the apostle and the first ladies, we love each and every last one of y'all. Y'all have a blessed night. Y'all go with God, and don't forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. We're going to leave y'all with them. I think that's the Whining Brothers on tonight. Old School, hallelujah, it's time, featuring Teddy Riley. Let's hope he get his life together. Praise God on tonight,
what's up?
Hallelujah.
I'm going to take you to the line, y'all know. Yo, Slim, can I take it right here? Here we go. Well, it's time to make that change. People of the world today are fading. About it or you won't be around. What we need is a little bit of love, sent by one from heaven above. Take a pity, it's simple and plain. This ain't no game, you know what I'm saying. What?
have our ups and downs. You better think about it or you won't be around. What we need is a little bit of love, sent by one from heaven up above. Take a picture, it's simple and plain. This ain't no game, you know what I'm saying.
Feel nothing
in the air.
Oh, you're gonna come into your own. See, walk into your eyes. I know that you've invested a lot, but the return has been slow. You throw up your hands and say, I give up, I just can't take it anymore. I hear the Spirit say that it's your time. The wait is over. Walk into your season.
Whatever God promised, He will never, never forget. No, no, no. We're the seed of Abraham. You can go on in and possess the land. It's yours, it's yours, it's yours, it's yours. Go on and walk in your seed. Put a smile on your face. Let the Holy Spirit erase every frown. Yeah. Go on, go on, go on, go on.
It's over now. I feel like I can make it. The storm is over now.
Help me say
no more cloudy days.
There are let the church, say, to what His word says, God has spoken.
God has spoken.
The church say, what the love?